right, so we mentioned Chris Farley. This is kind of like that Matt Foley inspirational speaker bit where Al's brother's been sitting in the studio for like 24 hours drinking coffee and getting geared up for his segment. I mean, this is when he basically takes the mic, takes the floor, and he enlightens the minds of Canadians, right, and the masses here
in terms of
who is the best team in Canada, who is the worst team, and everyone in between. And we're going to add a second element to this, 1 through 7 Canadian goaltenders. Analysis that, quite frankly, is unprecedented. You
second
can't find this
none.
Anywhere else.
Second to none.
And let's bring him in here. There's our buddy Al's brother. He's in the studio. Looks very comfortable.
Ooh, haircut.
Cut his own hair. I love
What's
it.
What's that all about? Everything's open down in Niagara or what else?
Nope. Home haircut done at the home, right in the middle of the living room or in the kitchen, dining room area, whatever it was. But had to get rid of the locks. It was getting a little out of control.
You look amazing, buddy. You look great.
Thank you.
You look outstanding, pal. Okay, so we missed you yesterday, which has given you 24 hours, I think, potentially to manipulate the list a little bit, because you have to consider the Leaf game last night, right? Did you consider the Leaf game, and did you make adjustments?
A tiny bit. It factored in a little bit into my rankings, and so it's a good thing, because I would have looked silly yesterday coming out and seeing what Ottawa was able to do last night. Maybe a little bit of a premonition of what we're about to see, but yeah, last night did factor in a little.
All right, so let's get the party started here. Al's brothers, all Canadian power rankings. Who do you have at number 7?
I got the Vancouver Canucks coming in at number 7.
Wow. Yeah.
Vancouver.
Wow. Fireworks immediately.
I don't know, man.
Guys, they were on a 6-game losing streak up until Saturday night. Haven't been playing very well all season. They've been incredibly inconsistent. They only picked up 3 points of a possible 16 in the last 8 games. They're playing a little bit better as of late. You know, like I said, they did pick up that win, took Calgary to overtime yesterday, but it's been just too inconsistent. They're not getting the saves that they need. Unfortunately, and you couple that with the what Ottawa's been able to do the last couple of weeks, had to put them at 7.
Wow, that is shocking, Al's brother. I thought Vancouver played pretty well last night.
I thought they deserved, and the game they won, they absolutely dummied Calgary. Markstrom was, but I just
not good enough for Al's brother.
Hey, listen, you got to respect it. You got to respect it. I'm going to respect what Al's brother is saying, but I'm going to respectfully disagree because I still believe they should be at 6.
The first item on the list.
The first one in, we're respectfully
We have 14 items to get to, and it took them one item to not be happy.
I love it. Okay, Vancouver at 7.
Right,
I'm assuming
ahead.
You got Ottawa at 6, or are you going to get crazy here, Al's brother?
No, we got Ottawa at 6. Technically, they're the only team in Canada on a winning streak. Got the win the other night against Winnipeg, and then beat Toronto in that massive comeback. You know, they're defending better. I think they're getting good goaltending over the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, Murray got injured, but he was playing really well. And I think this is a little more of what we were expecting to see out of Ottawa coming into the year. So it's nice to see that. I think they got that little bit of a bump from that win last night. So we got Ottawa here at 6.
I like it. Okay, now we really start the party because... Yeah. 5 could go any which way. Who do you have at number 5?
I got the Oilers coming in at number 5. It's another team that is playing better as of late. I think that...
They've won 6 of 8.
Calgary is 5.
They've played well. Here's the thing.
Third item, noodles. Lay off
this guy's
the guy
out to lunch already. All right,
a lot of these teams...
Oh, my goodness!
It's starting to shrink again, right? Over the first couple of weeks, I think we saw that Toronto, Montreal, and then, you know, Calgary even were kind of really taking over, and those bottom feeders were just getting their teeth kicked in. It's starting to shrink again and be a little bit closer and more competitive than we thought we originally thought it was going to be, and now it's turning into be that way. So I think Edmonton's
getting
another
nervous
team.
Over there with the explanations, Al's brother. Yeah. Is he
Listen,
intimidating
it's fine.
You again?
I'm,
be honest.
I'm just teasing him.
You uncomfortable.
I love the guy. AB, I love him. So don't you worry about me.
Well, here's the thing with Edmonton. The thing is, they are getting the depth scoring, right? It's not just McDavid and Draisaitl right now. I think Dudu Kara's played. He's got a couple of goals. Alex Chiasson, Tyson Barrie racking up the points over in Edmonton. Darnell Nurse, someone who isn't getting talked about a lot. Guy's got 6 goals this year as a defenseman. Right?
Yeah, he's a stud, man. That game last night was as fun and entertaining of a game as you're going
to
find.
Yeah. Al's brother, by the way, you don't have to pump the tires of a team once you kick them right in the teeth. Like just
exactly, you put him on 5th.
Yeah, just
go
put
ahead,
him
Al.
There and Barry. Just leave him there, Al's Barry brother. Him. Go ahead with number 4.
Who do you have at number 4?
The Winnipeg Jets.
What?
Sitting in at number 4. Yeah, I got Winnipeg there. Look, they're good. They're getting production up and down the lineup. Hellebuck has gotten back into form. I just don't think that they've been good enough to... I don't think they're better than the top three teams in this division. And I guess I'll leave it at that.
This guy's out to lunch again.
Yeah,
it's, you know what it is? He put Vancouver He put Vancouver at seven because Calgary beat them. So Calgary's the greatest team because this team lost.
Not been impressed with Calgary at all.
You got into my personal analytics there. How'd you figure that one out?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Who beat Vancouver? That means they're rock stars. Okay,
yeah.
You got Winnipeg at four. That is quite intriguing, Els, brother. I got to be honest.
Intriguing.
I had them as a lock as a top three team. But
you
got to have Calgary at three then. Or you get take us through this. Top three starting at three. Go ahead. Take the floor.
No, I think you guys are going to get upset with this one. I got the Montreal Canadiens at number three.
Ooh.
They've been hot. A really hot start. But 6-4 in their last 10. Not as hot as they were. Only 2-3 in the last five with losses to Ottawa, Toronto, and then they were shut out by Edmonton as well last week. Definitely still a top three team in the division to me, but they're slipping a little bit. They're not as dominant as they were early on in the year.
I totally respect this.
That's hard-hitting
analysis. It's hard-hitting
analysis.
It's wrong, but it's hard-hitting. Go ahead.
It's very hard-hitting.
Continue on.
I am shocked by this.
But you know what? I actually love Al's brother, and I love this because I think it's great. It's great fodder,
and you're
not wrong. Montreal was on a cold streak.
That's all he's doing is spitting out facts. The man just spits out facts.
Not facts. It's hot takes. They're not facts. They're hot takes.
Hey. Right, and that is something someone would say if secretly they think this is just complete buffoonery. But I'll take you at face value, Noodles.
Exactly.
So you got Montreal at three. They're off for the week, so I guess they can't really move necessarily, Els Brother. They're going to be locked in there. I guess we'll find out next Monday. But Calgary and Toronto
are still on the board. If he puts Calgary at one, Hayes, your head's going to explode.
My head will explode. My head will explode. But go ahead, Els Brother. Who do you have at number one? Remember, we switched this up, I guess.
Yeah.
You can do it whichever way you want. It doesn't really matter because I'm just waiting to get to the goaltending rankings anyway. Take it whichever way you choose.
I will confirm that I still have Toronto at number one in the power rankings.
Good call.
I like
that. It's the right call.
Yeah, 100%. Despite the last couple hiccups, last couple of games, giving away big leads in the third period, I still think that Toronto's the best team in Canada. They picked up points in 10 of the last 11 games. Sit at the top of the division. I think they're still number one in the NHL. So they've got to be number one in their power rankings for sure.
Okay, and Calgary at two. Can you explain your logic behind that? We'll give you 30 seconds.
Because they beat Vancouver. That's why.
Jacob Martin, he's playing unbelievable right now. He is excellent.
He's unbelievable.
They won four of the last five games, and they're getting contributions from guys further down the lineup now. And we talked about earlier in the year, a big reason why they needed to, what they needed to do was get contributions from guys like Mangiapane, Dylan Dubé, Michael Backlund, and now they're finally getting scoring from them. Milan Lucic has four goals on the year as well. So I think as long as they can keep it going with the depth scoring, they'll be able to hang in here with the big boys in my rankings.
All right. I like it, man. Listen, they're your rankings, right? This is what you bring to the table. They don't call you Mikey Canuck, Mikey Maple Leaf, Mikey Flame for nothing, man. You get biases from East Coast to West Coast, and we love it. All right, so you got Toronto at one, Calgary at two, Montreal three, Winnipeg four, Edmonton 5, I believe, Ottawa 6, Vancouver 7. There you have it.
Yeah.
That is a new week, a new power ranking. There has been a lot of fluctuation here, and I will give you credit, Els Brother. That means you have a formula, and you're sticking to it, and you're hammering home these picks, and we love them. But this is where the party really gets started. I mean, that was an appetizer.
Let's bring this on.
Because the man on the top right box that is currently on your television screen.
Ready to climb through the bottom and rip your face right off.
I need this.
I promise you.
No. Let's just don't say.
I think we'll both be on the same page. I really
just,
hope.
Just don't say to the man, Noodles, don't say you don't know goaltending and leave the room. You got to just let him make his picks and let him go through the selection process. And if you want to chime in, go ahead. But don't say you don't know goaltending.
I want to hear, the thing is, I'll let him speak. But I want to hear why. You know what I mean? This guy made a glove save on
this is what caused conversation. That's what this segment's all about.
Right.
But don't say you don't know goaltending.
Al's brother. Frozen in the bottom right screen here. Okay, how are you going to do this, Al's brother? Are you going seven down to one? Is that how we're going
to
do
this? Seven to one.
Yeah, we'll do that same thing and then unveil number one like we did with the other ones.
So these are the Canadian, these are the goalies playing in Canada. and you're going to take us 7-1, how you would rank them as it currently stands.
Yeah, and I had the goalie had to play at least 5 games this year. Because you can look at like Mike Smith, who played incredibly for 2 games.
No, I have a question. Sorry to interrupt. Are you going teams or goalies?
Goalies.
That was my question.
No, this is goalie.
Goalies individually.
This is post-to-post. Al's brothers.
But this starters. Is post-to-post. Starters. Starters.
It's the top 7 goalies in the North Division. Al's brother, stars. Go ahead.
Okay, you're
five
making stars. Things up.
Who
go
do
ahead.
You have? Go ahead.
All
seven.
Right. At 7, we got Thatcher Demko coming in at number 7. Not having a good year. Neither him or Holtby, really. look at him looking already shaking his head.
Yes. Go ahead, Al's brother. Go ahead.
He's been bad. He's allowing way too many goals. He's got, a 352 goals against average, sub-9 save percentage. He's not making the big saves when they need him to, and the team isn't winning games. Like, there's a reason why they're not, and I think goaltending is one of the biggest reasons for that. He's not getting help out in front of him. I'll give him that. He's got, I think it's the third highest high danger chances again, so that's not help at all. But he hasn't been able to play well at all. I don't think so.
I like that's it. Fine. Not playing well.
That's a disgruntled fan, disgruntled Vancouver fan. So go ahead.
Demko at 7. Okay, I like it. We're off and running here. Who do you have at number 6, Al's brother?
Matt Murray. For the Ottawa Senators coming in at number 6. He got off to a horrendous start in Ottawa. We were a couple of weeks ago ripping him for signing that long-term deal. And I think he's actually played really well since that moment. The past couple of weeks, he's got a .930 save percentage, .214 goals against, stole a win a couple of weeks ago against Montreal. And I think it's a big reason why Ottawa has been in games as of late. Unfortunately, got hurt the other game, but he's been well. So I've got him sitting here at number 5.
You get him at 6. I thought we were number 6.
Six.
Okay. All right, I need Carey Price here, her Hellebuck. I need it, but go ahead. I don't want to, I'm not pushing you in any direction. Who do you have at number 5?
I got Jake Allen at number 5, and this is why... What?
Dude, there's no eye-popping here.
Jake Allen, statistically, 5 out of 5, has been the best goalie in the NHL. In the NHL.
Yeah, continue.
What's going?
Right.
He's just looking at me. He's got a 9.68 percentage. You know,
dude, I agree. I love the numbers. I love all of this.
I would have had him higher on this list if he had played more games. He's only played 6 games, so that's why he's a little bit lower. But I mean, Carey Price only played 9, so it's 3 less games than he's played, and he's been great. I don't understand why I got the
dude. I'm on board with this. I actually, as a professional analyst, I fully support this list. Go ahead.
I just
want to
hear how this unfolds.
I can't wait. Now,
I don't know what direction this is going.
Someone's not on the board here.
That's what I mean. Like go ahead.
I think I know who it is. I have a feeling. I think his team may have just been approached. But all right, let's keep moving here. Who do we have at number 4, Al's brother?
Freddie Anderson's coming in at number 4. So we got Freddie here. The stats aren't outstanding like we've talked about, but he's made some timely saves.
Yeah.
Last night wasn't a good one for him. He let in a few goals that I'm sure he wants to have back. So I got Freddie here at number 4 right now.
Okay. Noodles, you okay with that? Appropriate.
I just want to hear there's going to be goalies missing.
Well,
anyways, go ahead.
Well, this guy's not Al's brother for nothing. Let's go and keep it going with number 3.
Carey Price coming in at number 3. You know, he can win a game on any given night. He's still Carey Price. I think he won that game on Saturday for them. Just really stood on his head and beat Toronto when they were up 1-0, just taking it to him. And despite that, he leads the NHL in high danger save percentage. So he is one of the greatest goalies of all time, and he's playing exceptional. And I couldn't have him lower on this list because Noodles literally would have came into agent court and beat me up.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Here's your major problem.
I'm right here.
You just got back into the good books.
Good graces.
I thought you were going to keep him off the list.
No.
I was trying to do the math here.
No,
Price isn't on it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Noodles.
Keep going.
No,
you're doing
Noodles,
great.
You give
you're
us a quick analysis here. We're into the top 3, but Price at 3. Does that sound appropriate to you? Or
it's close. I mean, I would have had a little bit different, but go ahead. I just wouldn't have had Jake Allen on there because he hasn't played enough games. So go ahead.
Right,
go ahead.
Okay.
That's my right,
he
that's
did
fine.
Meet the 5-game requirement, though, Jamie. He did meet that requirement.
Yes.
Go ahead, Al's brother.
Okay,
go
now
ahead.
We're into the final 2. I have to believe we know what 2 goalies are left. I hope. Actually, I don't hope. I hope something crazy happens here in the final 2. But who do you have at, I guess, number 1, and then you can respond in just afterwards with who's number 2 on your list. The top 2 goaltenders in Canada, as it currently stands, according to Al's brother, number 1 is
Jacob Markstrom. I've been banging the table for this guy for 2 years now that he is a Vezina caliber goalie, and he's proving it once again.
Dude, this is where I got a problem with you, Al's brother.
Why? It's
a, Hellebuck's the best goalie in Canada. I don't know what the hell you were thinking. Now you're pissing me off. That was that. Go ahead, though. Explain yourself.
Go ahead. Hellebuck may be a better goalie, but Markstrom is playing better, in my opinion. And that's what the rankings are,
that's
is it not? What we've seen to this point, I'm not saying that he's the better goalie, but he's playing better. And that's my point. And when you talk about why is Jake Allen in here, well, I think Jake Allen, and you'll note the guy who was left off my list was Mikko Koskinen. I think that Jake Allen has played better than Mikko Koskinen this year.
I know,
I think
but Mikko Koskinen's played better than Matt Murray. That's the point. Like, anyways, go ahead.
Koskinen's been pretty good.
There should have been a ranking for 7-1, one from each team.
Well,
this is like completely...
No,
like,
he just did the best goalies
okay,
in the
so
North.
Okay, there's, so there's a stat called goals saved above average.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Matt Murray is -7.51. He's
allowed 7.51. I don't even know what you're talking about right now. You think Al's brother knows what you're talking about? I don't even know what you're talking
about.
But
take away his first couple of games. He's rounded into
okay, just
into
take
form.
Him away.
Well,
like,
you can't. I suppose
take him away.
So.
Just, they're gone. Let's just scrub him from the calendar.
Preseason. They didn't get a preseason. Give him some time, Noodles.
All right.
First
anyways,
five games didn't count,
and right? You got Hellebuck at two. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Hellebuck.
Honestly,
sure.
your list is fantastic, and I love you. The only thing I would have had personally, I would have had Demko higher. I would have had Murray at seven. I would have had Demko at six.
Would you have
I would
Koskinen
have had Koskinen at five, and then I would have had Anderson, Price, Hellebuck, and Markstrom. Like
okay.
you're almost bang on, buddy.
One through four.
So
there
one
you
through
go.
Four were the same.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Okay, Al's
Anderson,
brother, I loved everything about it. I loved everything about it. Maybe we go into next week, we go top seven game breakers in the North.
The King of the North, courtesy of Al's brother. Who is the Jon Snow of the All-Canadian Division?
We
I
do
like
the
that
teams,
idea.
And then the secondary one is yep. the top seven game breakers in the North Division.
Well, yeah.
Noodles, like how do you feel? I mean, this is he's been
I
kind
think,
of mowing
honest
your lawn
to God,
here.
I think this is
he's
amazing.
Mowing your lawn.
This isn't mowing my lawn. You know what this is? This is unbelievable. Because you know what? It's got my juices flowing. Like I literally was preparing for this segment. I was like writing numbers down
okay.
and like
since
going,
7 a.m.
No, I prepared for it yesterday, but his El Camino couldn't make it into the studio yesterday.
Yeah, that was a
that's
bit concerning.
Why.
That threw us off a little bit. But what was the biggest shock for you, that Jake Allen was included? Like that,
I, actually,
your head
Jake Allen Jake
Allen
statistically should be there. He's not wrong. That's why I asked, what are we doing? Are we doing teams? Are we just doing players? Like that. I didn't understand the criteria.
Well, Al's brother has
but that's why I said my criteria was had to play at least five games. That
okay.
was my criteria, and Jake Allen has played six games, so he was able to be included in this list for me.
Yeah. Okay. I liked it. I liked that a lot.
Except, but your head exploded when he put Markstrom at one, and Markstrom actually has been statistically the best goaltender in Canada.
Well, he's not better than Hellebuck, I'll just tell you that. I don't. You can shove your stats.
Carey
all
Price
three
is better than
your
all
asses.
Of them, but it doesn't matter. It's how they're playing. And Al's brother, you nailed it. Good job, buddy.
Good job, Al's brother. There you go. Do you know what that means for you and your career? That's a big endorsement. And next week, everyone will be level-headed when we hear from Al's brother on the top seven game breakers in the country.
We got to get Ray on to see if Ray would go nuts
on
him.
Oh,
would
be the best if Al's
Ray?
Brother.
We'll do
it.
We'll make a deal with Ray. Maybe we'll push Ray's segment back for Al's brother next Monday, or
yes.
We just got to get him on.
We'll just get him on. We'll work something out where Ray is included in Al's brother, and he has to chew on Al's brother's list.
Yes.
And
I'll end up on his throat punch segment.
Awesome. You know what we should do with Al's brother? The top seven Canadian World Junior cuts.
and have Ray at two. At number two.
At like number two. Be like, this one I can kind of reason with.
Yeah. He had 14 goals at Christmas.
Yeah, I can't have him on my team. Do somehow mold it in a way that will lead to Ray Ferraro just absolutely blowing a gasket. But we love you, Al's brother. We missed you yesterday,
you,
and you brought the heat. And listen, it's your list, and what I love about this is that you're committed to it. You put in the analysis, you put in the time, and you roll with it. So there he is, Al's brother, with his power rankings 1 through 7 and his goaltender rankings as well. We'll continue with those themes, you know, for the rest of the season, basically.
Yeah.
We got to take advantage while we can.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Al's brother. There he is.